An autopsy was conducted on Tammy's body, and you heard from both Dr. Eric Christensen and Dr. Lily Marsden. They both unequivocally testified the manner of death was a homicide, the cause asphyxiation. And you heard them talk about the different manners of death, and you heard Dr. Christensen just yesterday talk about no sign the asphyxiation was a suicide, no sign the asphyxiation was natural, no sign the asphyxiation was accidental. That left homicide. Death by the hands of another. They talked about the bruises on Tammy. They talked about the fact those could be consistent with being restrained. They talked about the exhaustive toxicology tests that were done to try to ensure they had the correct cause of death. They talked about considering all the other natural possibilities, seizures, cardiac arrhythmia, and they talked about how they went through that process to reach their final conclusion. They talked about they followed their normal protocol. They gathered evidence, they gathered information, and you heard Dr. Christensen talk about that. Normally, you give a medical history. With his patients, they can't. They have to rely on collateral sources and collateral information. They gather the medical records and they gather reports and statements surrounding that person's death so they ensure they reach the correct conclusion. Again, both of them were consistent in their findings, homicide by asphyxiation. You further heard from multiple of Tammy's coworkers and friends that she didn't have any known health issues. Tammy was very active by all accounts. She participated in fitness classes. She participated in clogging. She never missed work. She was reliable and a hard worker. The only reported health concerns to law enforcement came from Chad Daybell. You heard several officers talk about that, agents, investigators. Chad's kids didn't want to talk to law enforcement. They didn't want to provide information. The information came from Chad. Chad told people different things regarding Tammy's death. Heather Daybell, Jason Gwilliam, the coroner. Tammy was sick, coughing, found her at 6 a.m. dead. Also to Heather Daybell, no autopsy because the coroner had found matter in her throat. There was no testimony of that. She died of an embolism, also told to Heather Daybell. Chad said Tammy woke up at midnight, throwing up, and died at 2 a.m. Consistent that it's an embolism, different time of death to Alice Gilbert. Tammy was sick, coughing, went to bed around 10. Chad went at 1 and found her cold and dead on the floor to Hannah Munoz. Again, remember, Hannah went through the funeral line or the viewing line twice, once with each parent. Second time, Chad said she'd been coughing violently. Both went to bed at 10. He woke up at midnight and her body fell out of bed. While Tammy's autopsy was being conducted, while the kids were still missing, while Alex passed away, Chad and Lori remained in Hawaii, on the island of Kauai, living out the plan as set forth by Chad Daybell. They had money, power, sex, and no obstacles, and specifically no earthly relatives, no encumbrances. However, they left a wake of destruction and tears for those that had trusted them. Chad and Lori consistently told those around them it was all a misunderstanding. To Jason Williams, it's a simple situation. The kids were safe and it would all be cleared up in time. However, neither Chad or Lori ever came forward to provide any information on the whereabouts of the kids.